This is a Kim Monson News Analysis. Colorado Therapist Liability Bill Clears Senate Judiciary 5-2. Senate Judiciary advanced House Bill 26-1322 on a 5-2 party-line vote Monday night, opening a second legal front against Colorado therapists weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's 2019 conversion therapy speech ban in Kyles v. Salazar. The Colorado Senate Judiciary Committee voted 5-2 along party lines Monday evening to advance House Bill 26-1322, the Civil Actions for Conversion Therapy Survivors Bill, sending it to the full Senate with one committee amendment, L-27, adopted to tighten the bill's definitional language. The bill creates a new civil cause of action against any Colorado-licensed mental health professional accused of engaging in efforts to change a minor's sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill cleared the Colorado House and was transmitted to the Senate on April 2, 2 days after the United States Supreme Court ruled 8-1 in Kyles v. Salazar that Colorado's 2019 conversion therapy ban was viewpoint-based speech regulation that the lower courts had wrongly waved through under rational basis review. On the Tuesday morning broadcast of The Kim Monson Show, former State Senator Kevin Lundberg called the committee vote, quote, in direct defiance of what the United States Supreme Court struck down a couple of weeks ago, end quote, and warned that the bill amounts to, quote, open season for the rest of their lives, end quote, against any counselor whose work falls inside the statute. What the bill does. The re-engrossed text the Senate received from the House on April 2 creates a new section 13-20-1302 of the Colorado Revised Statutes. Three classes of defendants can be sued: the licensed counselor, any person or entity that employed or supervised the counselor, and, quote, knew or had reason to know, end quote, of the conduct without acting to stop it, and anyone who negligently hired, supervised, or retained that counselor. There is no cap on damages. Plaintiffs can recover economic, non-economic, and exemplary damages, plus, quote, any other damages deemed appropriate by the court, end quote. And there is no statute of limitations. The bill states that a civil action under the section, quote, may be commenced at any time without limitation, end quote, notwithstanding any other limitations period in Colorado law. A survival action is permitted within 5 years of an injured person's death. The bill takes effect July 1, 2026, roughly 9 weeks after the Senate committee vote, and contains a safety clause declaring it, quote, necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, or safety, end quote, a designation that under Article 5 of the Colorado Constitution blocks any citizen referendum to repeal it. The fiscal note attached to the bill is the original March 18 analysis by Brendan Fung of the Legislative Council staff. It reflects the introduced version, not the re-engrossed text the Senate received, nor the L-27 committee amendment, and pegs state revenue and workload impact as minimal, with no appropriation required. On Lundberg's framing. Lundberg framed the Senate judiciary action as the legislature's workaround after losing on the speech ban approach in March. Quote, this is just, you know, ideological madness, end quote, he said. Lundberg then described the legislative response to Kyles, quote, if we can't outright ban it, we'll just make it so difficult. We'll kind of make it an open season on anybody who participates in what they call conversion therapy to lawsuits for the rest of their lives. And that's not just the licensed counselor, but that's the company they may be working for. That could be the parents who brought their child to the counselor, end quote. The parents who brought their child to the counselor line tracks the bill's negligent hire and negligent supervision provisions, which extend liability beyond the therapist to anyone in a chain of responsibility for the minor's exposure to the disfavored counseling. Lundberg returned to the bill in the second hour to confirm the committee vote was, quote, straight party line to support this nonsense, end quote. On the Kyles backdrop. The Supreme Court decided Kyles v. Salazar on March 31, 2026, 6 months after October arguments. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote the majority opinion, joined by Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Justice Kagan filed a concurring opinion joined by Justice Sotomayor. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the lone dissenter. The court held that Colorado's 2019 ban, as applied to licensed counselor Kaylee Kyles's talk therapy with minors, regulated speech based on viewpoint, and that the Tenth Circuit erred by failing to apply sufficiently rigorous First Amendment scrutiny. Quote, Colorado may regard its policy as essential to public health and safety. Certainly, censorious governments throughout history have believed the same, end quote, Justice Gorsuch wrote in the closing passage of the opinion. Quote, but the First Amendment stands as a shield against any effort to enforce orthodoxy in thought or speech in this country, end quote. On what's next? The April 27 action moves House Bill 26-1322 to the Senate Committee of the Whole for second reading. The Colorado Senate Democrats Caucus said in a statement Tuesday that the legislation, quote, now moves to the Senate floor for further consideration, end quote. Senate Assistant Majority Leader Lisa Cutter, Democrat of Jefferson County, the bill's prime Senate sponsor with Senator Kyle Mulica, Democrat of Thornton, said the bill, quote, simply recognizes that real harm can be inflicted in the name of therapy, and that this harm might not be fully understood for many years, end quote. Governor Jared Polis has not committed to signing. His spokesperson Eric Maruyamu told Kunk that, quote, Governor Polis is hopeful there is still time to construct a framework he could support, end quote, signaling at least the possibility of further negotiation before the bill reaches his desk. The Colorado General Assembly is scheduled to adjourn in mid-May. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, has formally opposed the bill. The Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented Kaylee Kyles at the Supreme Court, has not publicly weighed in on House Bill 26-1322, but is positioned to litigate any application of the new statute that touches protected speech. And now, Kim's perspective. Kim's perspective. The legislature lost at the Supreme Court 8-1, and the majority at the Capitol responded by reaching for a different tool to punish the same speech. Strip a counselor's livelihood not by silencing him directly, but by exposing him, his employer, and the parents who chose him to lawsuits for the rest of their lives. This is what happens when elected representatives treat a constitutional ruling as an obstacle rather than a limit. Free speech, parental rights, and due process are not partisan furniture to be rearranged when an ideological project hits a wall. They are the foundation of a free society, and our representatives took an oath to defend them. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Analysis.